You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. Baby, it's cold outside. Geopolitical tension with Russia sends global gas soaring again. Published by Lindsay Schneider. Global natural gas prices are once again at record levels as escalating tensions between Russia and the Western world have reignited fears over gas shortages in Europe this winter. The global gas market is in the midst of an epic bull run that has been going on for more than a year, taking prices from all-time lows in the summer of 2020 to repeated all-time highs. And while strong demand for gas and LNG has underpinned prices and tied global gas markets together, Europe has been the driving force behind most of the headlines and panic-driven price run-ups. Prices in Europe have climbed $60 per million BTU as market fears around Russian gas supplies into Europe have been renewed by threats of new U.S. sanctions on Russia over aggression toward Ukraine, delays to the startup of the controversial Nord Stream 2 pipeline, continued low gas flows from Russia to Europe on existing infrastructure, and now Europe is facing its first real cold snap of the season. In today's RBN blog, we take a look at the situation in Europe and its impact on the global gas and LNG markets. Europe features a robust gas market that has multiple supply sources that can be put into three basic categories: domestic production, piped imports from Russia, and LNG. European production has been in a steep decline for more than a decade, driven by falling reserves and economics as well as environmental regulations, and this has increased Europe's reliance on gas imports, both from Russia and LNG. Russia is the largest supplier of European gas and accounts for 35-40% of total supply. Reliance on Russian imports was expected to increase this year and in the long term with a controversial new pipeline, Nord Stream 2, which follows the path of the existing Nord Stream pipeline that brings Russian gas directly to Germany via the Baltic Sea. This route bypasses Ukraine, through which the majority of Russian gas currently bound for Western Europe passes, and is the center of the controversy surrounding the pipeline, as it puts Ukraine's energy and financial markets in a precarious position. Europe's growing reliance on Russian gas, which is all owned and controlled by state-owned Gazprom, gives Russia an enormous amount of market power in Europe, and many feel that Russia is using that power to press its advantage. We began sounding the alarm bells in the early spring that Europe was potentially facing a bumpy winter. After a long heating season last year, European storage inventories were depleted and heading toward multi-year lows. Cold weather lingered into the spring and essentially cost Europe over a month of injection season, putting further stress on storage levels. This was further compounded by record-high carbon prices putting upward pressure on gas prices and a multi-front supply shortfall. Serious concern developed that if the shortfall persisted into the winter, Europe would have few avenues for relief in the event of cold weather or supply disruptions, or both. Then, Russian imports fell below seasonal norms and LNG cargoes, because of high demand in Asia and Latin America, were hard to come by. For much of the spring and summer, almost no destination flexible cargoes from the U.S. landed in Europe, all heading to Asian markets or Latin America. This sent prices soaring, with only minor step backs throughout the spring and summer, pulling all LNG markets along with them, as Asian buyers continued to outbid Europeans for cargoes. Our last blogs on the growing crisis in Europe, To the Moon and Back in Anticipation, were published in early October, around the time the Dutch Tidal Transfer Facility, or TTF, a gas hub representing continental Europe, but a then record high of $39.46 per million BTU. Reports of gas shortages in parts of Europe and China compounded the global supply problem, only to see the TTF price drop more than 25% after Russian President Putin made assurances that Russia would be able to provide additional gas supplies into Europe. LNG cargo deliveries into Europe picked up as well during this time, with summer ending in South America and prices in Europe beginning to outcompete Asia. More LNG, more U.S. LNG, specifically, began heading toward Europe, providing some relief to the market. Although carbon prices were still sky-high and storage inventories were at multi-year lows, the increase in LNG deliveries and the promise of more gas from Russia was enough to send prices to the low $20s/million BTUs by early November. But those promised flows from Russia never materialized. Russian imports are low compared to prior years and market expectations before this winter. All through the fall, the market held out hope that once Nord Stream 2 came online, Russia would increase flows into Europe in time to prevent shortfalls during the peak heating season. Those hopes have been dashed in recent weeks, however, by European Union regulators and mounting U.S. pressure. Nord Stream 2 construction was completed in September, and at that point filed for final certification, which it needs to start service. German regulators were supposed to have until January 8 to complete the process but halted it in mid-November, saying the pipeline operator will need to create a German subsidiary to operate the pipeline. In the meantime, pressure from the US and others to keep Russia in check as it escalates aggression toward Ukraine has been mounting, and German officials have said not to expect any movement on the permit until at least the second half of 2022. This sent European gas prices soaring again, with TTF settling at $47.37 per million BTU on December 16, more than $10 per million BTU higher than the week prior and taking the rest of the global gas market with it. This week has seen prices skyrocket more than 30% in 2 days, with TTF settling at $59.56 per million BTU on December 21 as temperatures around the continent are expected to head below freezing this week and imports from Russia on existing infrastructure dropped. While the overall temperature of the market is underpinned by the fundamentals, both in Europe and globally, the extreme price spikes and drops seen so far have been mostly driven by news headlines or geopolitical events. While freezing weather certainly changes the overall tightness of the market, from a supply perspective, the European market is perhaps a little looser than it was in October with the increased availability of LNG cargoes. But the overall tightness of the global gas market leaves it incredibly susceptible to price spikes, driven by the latest headlines but also by extreme cold. There are still at least 2 more months of winter, so Europe isn't out of the woods yet. But beyond this latest bull run, which will eventually end this year and this winter, will have a lasting impact on both the global gas market and US LNG. Prolonged high prices have highlighted the risk of supply shortfalls and driven LNG end users and global portfolio players to commit to more than 25 million metric tons per year of additional medium and long-term LNG offtake agreements. See, the race is on, most of which is from new LNG trains and terminals under development. Multiple new U.S. projects realistically have eyes on 2022 for final investment decisions, potentially reshaping the future of LNG supply for decades to come. Maybe It's Cold Outside was written by Frank Lucer in 1944. It first appeared in the 1949 film Neptune's Daughter and won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1949. The call-and-response song was set up as a duet for Lucer and his wife, Lynn Garland, to sing at a housewarming party the pair was giving in New York City. The example we're giving here is Ray Charles and Betty Carter's definitive version that appeared as the seventh song on their 1961 duet album, Ray Charles and Betty Carter. Recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood in June 1961, with Sid Feller producing, the single of Baby It's Cold Outside was released in November 1961. It went to number 1 on the Billboard R&B Singles and number 91 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles charts. Personnel on the record were Ray Charles on vocals and piano, Betty Carter on vocals, Hank Crawford on alto sax, David Fathead Newman on tenor sax, Leroy Cooper on baritone sax, Bill Pittman on guitar, Edgar Willis on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, and the Jack Halloran Singers on background vocals. The song has been covered by many artists, including Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Jordan, Dean Martin and Marilyn Maxwell, Brian Setzer and Anne Margaret, Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton, and Willie Nelson and Nora Jones. The album, Ray Charles and Betty Carter, was recorded at Radio Recorders in Hollywood between August 1960 and June 1961 and released in August 1961. Ray Charles was an American singer, songwriter, pianist, and composer. He helped pioneer the soul music genre by combining elements of blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, and gospel into the sides he recorded for Atlantic Records in the 50s. He released 62 studio albums, 7 live albums, 39 compilation albums, and 127 singles. He has won 17 Grammy Awards and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame, and Country Music Hall of Fame. He has a National Medal of Arts Kennedy Center Honor, a George and Ira Gershwin Award, and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Charles died in Beverly Hills in June 2004. Betty Carter was an American jazz singer known for her improvisational skills. She released 21 studio albums and 10 singles. She holds a National Medal of Arts that she won in 1997. Carter died in Brooklyn in September 1998.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.